Hello and welcome to the Trev and Ben Lockdown Podcast. Anna Ben.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad now. The only thing is I'm slightly concerned for your welfare because you said to me yesterday, I've got the sniffles.
Yep.
So does this mean you're now self-isolating?
It does, yeah. I don't know if you can hear it at all in my voice. I have had a bit of a sniffle over the last few days. Bit of a cough the other day and did feel a little bit feverish. That has now, I'm pleased to report, passed the feverish stage. But because I had those symptoms, I think you've got to be safe rather than sorry. So I decided to self-isolate for the foreseeable, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, it's probably a very, very wise move. This is, of course, the I was self-isolating last week, and the week before I couldn't get you. This is the third time we've done a podcast where you're in your house, in your mansion, your country estate in East Grinstead, and I'm in my Croydon hovel. But I don't know about where you are. It's blowing an absolute gale outside, so I just need to apologise if throughout this podcast you hear some wind blowing. But yeah, you're absolutely right. The reason we are separated is we have to be now. It's kind of law. But secondly, we're just being sensible. We're doing the right thing as we see it. And I think you're probably very wise to self-isolate.
Well, you know, it could be absolutely anything. It could just be a little bit of a cold that's going around. I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, it's irresponsible to take the chance when you could have a mild dose of God knows what, and you don't want to spread it to more vulnerable people. So it's just the smart thing to do.
Well, especially as you are a key worker.
Yeah. So what I need to do is I need to self-isolate for as long as the government recommends, get better, get well, and then go back to work and carry on being a key worker.
Yeah. Because I mean, obviously you're a postman. So I mean, if you went now, I mean, you'd be posting the virus through the letterboxes. Do you know what I mean? We do not need you doing that.
No.
So for God's sake, stay at home.
I will.
I'm telling you. So how are you finding it? Like, this is only day two. Are you going slightly spare yet, or are you doing all right?
No, I'm quite fortunate. I don't hate Mrs. Ben, so her company is perfectly acceptable. That's fine. We're having a nice time. And I've got more than enough, God knows, I've got more than enough games and whatnot to keep my brain active. And hell, I might even pick up a book. You never know.
Well, that's not going to happen. I've known you long enough to know that. I mean, unless it's sort of some sort of colouring in book.
Oh,
well, no, I mean, you know, you're not going to be reading Jean-Paul Sartre, are you?
No, I'm not.
What about supplies? You doing all right for supplies?
Yeah, doing perfectly fine for supplies. We've got a chest freezer, which we've got pretty much full. We haven't been rushing out panic buying, but we just happened to have a fairly full freezer before this happened anyway. So we're going to be making our way through our supplies, trying to leave the house as little as possible. Obviously, supermarket once a day. They're being very good at my Sainsbury's. I've noticed last time I was in there with social distancing, they're getting you to queue up 2 meters apart. They're only allowing so many people in, so many people out. They're sanitizing the trolley handles. They're doing a really good job.
Good. I had to. I haven't been to a supermarket for a couple of weeks now, but I did go around to my little convenience store the other day. It's the first time I'd been out. So I thought, you know, I'll just pop round there, get a couple of essentials like milk, bread, beer.
Of course.
Because off licences are now essential shops.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see that as a thing that would be a key thing in our survival, but it is off licences.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went round and the thing is, I've known this man. He's run this shop for about 30 years. So I've known him all that time, pretty much, and my family all know him. So he got wind of the fact that I'd been self-isolating.
Right.
So when I went in, he said, oh, hello, how are you? And I said, oh, yeah, no. He said, you've finished your self-isolation? I said, yeah, yeah. So I went round with my little basket, got my stuff. And then when I got to the counter, and he's all got his mask, he's got gloves, he's protecting himself. But when I got to the counter, I mean, I'm not having a go at him. He's a lovely guy, but it didn't make me feel good because it was like I had some sort of bomb or we were doing some sort of hostage exchange. Because he went, normally I put the basket on the counter and he, unloads it, packs it in a bag and all that sort of, you know, that's the norm. And I'm conscious that I need to stand away from the counter because that's the thing, isn't it? I need to be 2 meters away from him. But he said, please, just put the basket down. Put the basket down and walk away from the basket.
Wow.
I was like, all right. All right. And then he sent his little minion around to stand less than 2 meters away from me to pack the bag as he did the totting up. And I felt a little bit self-conscious about that. I thought, I am like, it'd be like, you know, in the plague when you have the cross drawn on your door.
Yeah.
It was like that. Do you know what I mean? I'm like one of the marked people in the area now. Don't go near it. I don't know why we talk like that. But I think in these times, you would go a little bit West Country. Don't go near him. You know, he's one of the infected.
Yeah, it is very odd, isn't it? But I suppose it is for the greater good.
That's right. We've all got to be doing the right thing to see us through this crisis. I see we're all going to get, well, obviously you won't be posting it, but we're all going to get a letter from Boris Johnson. He's written to us all.
Has he?
Which I think's highly irresponsible. He's got coronavirus. He shouldn't be licking envelopes and posting them.
I don't think he's going to be the one licking the envelopes,
well,
though,
I don't know, mate. There's no one else left without it. He's probably him. I'm not touching that letter when it comes.
Just
I mean,
burn
I wouldn't
it.
Normally anyway, because I don't want a letter from him. But I'm certainly not touching that letter now.
No.
God almighty. Talking to postman. Obviously, you're off now, but is anyone at your depot? Would you call it a depot? Is that what you call it?
Yes, yeah.
In your depot, are they doing anything different? Anything to kind of lighten the mood? Have you noticed anything?
I haven't noticed anything to lighten the mood. I've noticed that social distancing is being enforced. I think people are being a little bit staggered as to when they're coming into work to reduce the amount of people in at the same time. So nothing really to lighten the mood, but as far as health and safety-wise, they are doing a very good job.
Okay. Because there's one postman in Norfolk, I think, who's doing his rounds in fancy dress to lighten the mood.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a centurion, cheerleader, little Bo Peep.
Wow.
I think that should be a thing. I think all postmen should be made to do their job in fancy dress now, just to lighten the mood a little bit. Do you know what I mean? I think, what would be your choice? If you had to do it in fancy dress, what would be the costume you'd go for?
I don't know. That's a very good question.
A superhero, maybe? Or, I mean, the thing is, I think it needs to be a comedy bit. It's not like superheroes, that's not good enough. Do you know what I mean? Like, little Bo Peep, like, if you're a big strapping bloke as little Bo Peep, that's great. That would cheer me up immensely if I saw that.
I think Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why not?
Because you get to wear gloves.
Good point, yeah.
That beard can double up as some sort of rudimentary face mask.
I don't take that as medical advice. If you've got a beard, that does not mean going out and thinking, it's all right, I've got a beard, I'm not going to get it. You are spreading rumours and disinformation here.
Yeah, I'm probably not being very helpful.
Even if you go out as Father Christmas, still wear a mask. Although I do hear the masks aren't particularly useful after about 15 minutes.
They're not very good for protecting the wearer from contracting the disease, so I hear. By the way, please don't take anything I say as fact, for God's sake. No.
Yeah, Dr. Harmer, yeah, let me see your certificate that you've taken the Hippocratic Oath.
So I do hear that they're not much good for protecting you from getting the disease, but if you happen to have the disease, if you're talking or coughing directly into that face mask, it is better for the rest of the world that you're talking or coughing straight into that mask rather than out into the world. But it's not going to be perfect either, but it's better than nothing. But it's always a good idea to be careful if you can.
I don't even know where you get them from. I mean, loads of people I see have got them now, but I wouldn't even, I suppose pharmacies, are they selling them? I don't know where you get them.
Well, I did see a very unusual story on the internet today. A very bizarre company have come forward to help supply the NHS. There is a company called MedFet, and I've looked them up on Twitter, at MedFet_UK, and they describe themselves as the only online store 100% dedicated to medical fetish,
ooh,
kink, and roleplay.
Okay.
And they have 250-plus genuine medical-grade products, great customer service, and worldwide shopping. And they have donated their entire stock of genuine scrubs, disposable scrubs, to the NHS.
Well, look, I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to be irreverent or irresponsible or what's the word I'm fucking looking for? disrespectful. I don't know if I've said that already. But the last thing I want, if I got corona, God forbid I get coronavirus, and for me it spells the end, the last thing I need to see leaning over me is a nurse in a gimp mask. Now, Ben, as we're all in lockdown and people are at home, I thought what we might do is play a game that I know some people are playing in their homes at the moment.
Okay.
It's the alphabet game. Do you know the alphabet game?
I think I'm familiar with this one. Just go over the rules.
Well, it's a very, very straightforward game. Basically, we pick a category and then we take it in turns to come up with something that will fit in that category, beginning with letters as we go through the alphabet. And the aim is to get through the whole alphabet if we can.
Okay. Seems straightforward enough.
So I know some friends have been playing this at home. So I thought, let's have a game of it, at least one game of it, depending on how well this goes, on the podcast. So can you think of a category we could do?
What about food?
Yeah, that's nice. It's quite broad, that.
Yeah.
It's good because I've already got Z sorted in my mind. Because that's the fear, isn't it? X, I'm kind of hoping this works out that you get X, but we'll see how we go. All right, well, let's decide who's going to go first. Let's do audio, rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Okay. Right, so one, two, I'll tell you what we're going to do first with that.
Just hang on.
So what I'll do, right, is I'll do one, two, three, and then we both say what we would normally do the gesture for, and then that will decide who goes first. I mean, this is two games in one. I mean, this is like a bonus. This is a twofer.
Yeah, okay. It's an audio first, rock, paper, scissors.
We could find that we just enjoy this game so much that we just do this. Okay, one, two, three,
rock.
But we both said rock, okay? So that's no good. Let's do it again. One, two, three, scissors.
Rock.
Oh, you win then, rock. So you can decide who goes first.
I think I would like to go first.
Okay, so food, the alphabet game. I mean, are we starting at A, or we could start anywhere within the alphabet and go round? But
I think the logical place to start with the alphabet is the beginning of it, don't you?
Okay, well, I was just trying to mix things up. I'm a bit avant-garde when it comes to games. I don't know if you've noticed that over the years we've worked together.
I know.
It just doesn't really matter. But all right, let's do it your way.
Okay.
Let's start with A. All right, here we go. Go.
Apple.
A brioche.
Brioche?
It's a food.
Okay. Well, chicken.
What did you say?
Chicken.
Chicken. Okay. D. What begins with D? What's a food that begins with D? There must be a food that begins with D.
It's your problem, not mine.
I can't think of anything that begins with D. God.
Have I won?
That's awful. We've only got as far as C. I genuinely can't think of anything. What can be a food that begins with D?
That's your job.
Well, just help me out. Oh, mate, that's nice, isn't it?
No.
Oh, I think we've realised you take this game too seriously.
I mean, it's a win it.
I mean, I think you've won it.
Can't think of a single food beginning with D.
Doritos.
There we go.
Get in.
Egg.
Okay. what do you call it? Fresh... Fresh vegetables.
No, that's a V. Come on.
Fromage.
Fromage. Okay, what letter are we at? G. Golden Grahams. There's a twofer.
Oh, Golden Grahams. Okay. Halloumi.
Nice. Now I'm stuck.
Oh.
I should have been thinking ahead while you were struggling on D.
Well, yeah, you had loads of time.
Ice.
Is that a food?
It goes in drinks.
All right, I mean, I was thinking ice cream, but there we go. I mean,
ice cream. Yeah, that'll do.
All right.
Ice cream.
All right. That's giving me good time to think here. Jalapenos.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I've nailed that, haven't I?
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Oh, I don't know if a brand name. I mean, Kedgeree, you could have done there.
I've gone with Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Okay, all right. Lemons.
Margarine.
Nando's. Oh, they're shut. We can't go there.
yeah, doesn't count.
N. What? Nibbles.
Oh, I don't know if that's a food.
Nuts.
There you go. That's better.
Which is a nibble, by the way. Same category.
Offal.
Offal. Okay. Pizza.
Oh, no.
Oh, you get the cue.
Quiche.
Oh, quiche. Very good. What's next? Risotto.
Very nice. Could have had rice. Would have been easier.
Yeah. It would be better, wouldn't it?
Sugar.
Tiramisu.
you're picking some exotic stuff here. Oh, God, have I been lumbered with you?
You get you, don't you?
Mbongo.
It's not a food.
It's a drink.
The category was food,
I'll think on.
I mean, there must be a food beginning with you, surely.
Oh, I'm so tempted to Google it, but that's cheating.
It's cheating. I don't know whether there's time constraints normally on this game, but who cares, right?
Am I defeated at you? We're so close to the end, though.
Yeah, I'll take Mbongo. We're not stopping here. Vegetables.
Weetabix.
God, I get X. Fuck it. Eggs.
Pardon?
Eggs.
Eggs?
Eggs. All right. Xylophone. A xylophone-themed cake.
Okay, because we're so close to the end, I'll let that fly. XY. Yum yums.
Yum yums. Oh, that's my favourite so far. Zucchini.
It's Americanism, but I'll allow it. We've done it.
Oh, look at that. Oh, man, if anyone can beat that, I mean, I don't know how long that's taken us.
Probably too long. Probably painful listening. But.
So I know on this podcast we're trying desperately to focus on positive things that are going on at the moment.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of things this week that just, you know, when you just think, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Sadly, yes.
So two things this week. Right, the first thing is, I think we talked last week or the week before about people selling goods for a lot of money and taking the piss.
Yeah, we talked about those two idiots who got hold of 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether this is a joke. I can only take this as read, but somebody has put on eBay Dettol antibacterial surface cleaner spray, right? Now, do you know how much they've put it on eBay for?
Well, I'm guessing the fact we're talking about it means it's going to be extortionately high.
Yeah. So take a stab in the dark at what you think. I guarantee you, you're not going to be anywhere near it.
Okay. I'll have a guess that some con artist is trying to sell you that for 50 quid.
50 quid?
Yeah.
50 quid. I mean, that would be a lot, wouldn't it, for a bottle of Dettol?
It would be far too much.
It's on for £5,600.
That's insane.
Apparently 19 people were bidding on the bottle. I can't believe eBay would allow that to go ahead, by the way, because I think a lot of websites have stopped people profiteering on it.
Rightly so.
And it's probably someone having a laugh. But I think it shows that if people are genuinely having a bid on it, it shows what people are prepared potentially to pay for this sort of stuff.
That is crazy. I'm hoping that that's going to be a joke. But yeah, I mean, if that is real, that is just hideous.
The other thing this week, which just defies all belief, was hours after Boris Johnson announced the lockdown on Monday night, in Bristol, two Iceland delivery vans were torched.
Really?
Yeah. Deliberately set on fire for no real reason that anyone can gather, except that a couple of people thought, oh, I'll tell you what, for a bit of a laugh, let's burn those right at a time where we need those fucking vans. Do you know what I mean?
I happened to see in the news this week as well that there was a story, I'm not precisely sure where it was, but I think some place reported having six ambulances vandalised overnight.
No way.
Yeah, it's just sad what some people do, really.
I mean, you know, you've got to question people's mentality, haven't you? You've got to think there's something wrong with them.
Well, for all the nice people and the really helpful people, and everyone I've bumped into, even whilst out of working, has been so much friendlier than, not than usual, seems rude, but extra friendly at the moment, and really polite and understanding, and I'm not even having to explain to them why I'm stood 3 meters back from their front door and the package is on the doorstep. They're being so sweet and so nice, but you got to remember that there are still idiots out there. Yeah. And we'll always have idiots out there.
But let's look at some of the positive things this week. So, of course, we mentioned it last week, clapping for our NHS workers. And I was absolutely amazed at 8 o'clock on Thursday night when I must admit, I didn't really expect to hear anything, and my street went fucking mental.
Good.
I was on a, which I'll tell you about a bit more in a minute, I was doing a virtual gathering online. So I didn't go outside. We all did it virtually indoors, but I could hear it all out in the street. My next door neighbours were out. And I just thought it was incredible. I mean, I just didn't quite realise so many people would do it. And I've come across a couple of people who've been a bit cynical about the whole thing. It's like, well, you know, they're not going to hear it. It's like, that doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, I've got a friend who will remain nameless who basically, I said, oh, are you going out to clap for the NHS? And he said, no, what's the point? They won't hear it. And I sort of thought, well, that's obviously not the point. And
no.
And clearly we all know how the internet works. People are going to film this, upload it to Twitter and all over social media, and of course they will see it. So it is completely worthwhile.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. So I don't know whether it's going to happen again or whether that was just a one-off. I think every few weeks we should be doing it.
Yeah, I think so. I must admit, I walked out the front door and same reaction here, really. There were church bells ringing out. I heard cheering, whooping, honking all around East Grinstead. It was absolutely lovely. I found it a little bit overwhelming, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then the next morning when I saw all the footage online of the whole country coming together and doing it, I must admit it was hard not to sort of well up a little bit. And Mrs. Ben will tell you that I'm normally heart of stone, but with this thing it just sort of got to me a little bit.
Oh, you're a proper man, or you don't cry. Never shed a tear. Were you weeping into your Weetabix?
I was telling my wife I've got something in my eye, dear.
Yeah. it was incredible. And I do think we should do it on a fairly regular basis, and it's fine if people don't kind of think that's what we should be doing. That's their right, but the majority of people I think are right behind it, so we'd do it more often. I think it was a great thing.
I hope so.
Other couple of nice things I heard this week, just those little acts of kindness. So like there was a paper girl, she's only 14, and she knew that there was an elderly lady who I think something like 86, and she was self-isolating. So just a little thing, she popped a little note through the door with a little bar of chocolate just to say, hope you're okay, I know you're self-isolating, you know, just thinking of
it. Oh, that's lovely.
And just those little things I think will make a huge difference, particularly to elderly people perhaps who aren't able to see people at the moment. But do you know what I mean? Those little things that we can all do just to make a difference, just help out a little bit if we can.
Even if it's just a little thank you, it goes a long way. I've had, as important by a long shot as all the doctors and nurses working around the clock for us, but people recognise that even postmen are considered key workers, and we're out at a time when possibly we'd rather not be.
Yeah.
And people have thanked me for what I'm doing, and it really is, makes me feel a bit, blush, really. You think, well, yeah. I really don't need to be thanked, but you're welcome. And I thought I'll just sort of pass on some of that thanks and appreciation to other people in my life. And I said it to a Sainsbury's woman working at the checkouts.
Nice.
Yeah, she scanned all the shopping and I bagged it up. And just before I went, I thought, oh, I'll just say thank you. So I said, thank you so much for all your really hard work. It's really appreciated. And then I felt a bit bad because she almost burst into tears.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, but no, she was happy, so it was fine.
You always feel better in a day when you make someone cry, don't you? That's By the way, I just want to say hello to Danny, who's a regular listener to our podcast. And
hello, Danny.
Hello, Danny. Always very grateful to hear from you. And he sent me a message this week and he said, just talking about key workers, because I don't quite know if Danny's having to work at the moment. I think Danny's self-employed. Obviously, it's a very kind of odd world at the moment for self-employed people. But he said his mate, he didn't get the joke, his mate, but his mate is a locksmith.
Okay.
So Danny said to him, oh, well, you'll be all right. You're a key worker. So obviously during this time, we're all having to do things virtually. We're doing this sort of almost virtually. You're in one place, I'm in another. So we're all having to learn to socialise in a virtual context. And this week I did a virtual pub quiz.
Oh, how was it?
It was fantastic, right? So I know there's a couple of people doing it. Our old mate Dave Chawner, who we know from our radio days, who is also a comedian. And of course, I know at the moment, all his comedy gigs have obviously dried up because of the crisis we're in. He started a virtual pub quiz in the week, but I couldn't join his this week. I'm going to play his next week. But I did one on Thursday with some friends of mine, and it was run by this guy called Jay Flynn, right? And he's in Lancashire, and I think he just normally runs a pub quiz just in his local.
Okay.
So originally, he just wanted to, I think, run it for the normal teams that would turn up at his pub, but the thing just went viral. And he had 94,000 people following his YouTube video live doing the pub quiz, and I think he had something like another 90,000 on Facebook Live.
Good grief.
So, I mean, the thing went absolutely mental, but it was brilliant. He did a cracking job. It was 5 rounds, 10 questions each, lasted about an hour. Obviously, it's all for fun. You know, if you're going to cheat, there's no point. You're only cheating the fun you're having. So it was just mark it all at the end yourself. But I had my mates on a video chat, and we were playing together, and it was really good. I think it worked really well, and I think more and more people are going to be doing this. So I just wanted to say well done to Jay Flynn, because it was great. And he was getting a bit of abuse. He was saying that some of the messages he was getting some abuse. And I just thought, well, why, Pete? You don't have to play it if you don't like it.
Well, like I said earlier on, unfortunately, you can't account for morons, can you? So
no. And as I say, old mate Dave Chawner's doing a pub quiz, so I think if you can find one, I think there's gonna be a few of them popping up now. I've heard of several others, so I think it's just a great way of spending an evening. And if you can connect up with some mates on I found this app through my mate called House Party, which enables you to video link with a whole number of people. And that's just the way we're going to go, isn't it? Last night I was doing a virtual games night with my friends.
Okay.
That worked well, because basically we had this thing where you play games that you connect on your phone to play the game.
Okay.
But you have to have a TV that you're all watching. So he was able to stream his television through this thing called Twitch, which I'd never heard of.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with Twitch. It's like an online game streaming service, yeah.
Yeah. So he was able to show us what he was seeing on his telly, and then we all had to put in a code, and then we're all able to play these games together. And then we're all on Skype talking to each other, got video conference going. It was fucking great. I just think, we can make this we can still socialise, and technology is allowing us to do that. And I think it's terrific if loads of people are being innovative with ideas like pub quizzes and that sort of thing.
I think that's a brilliant idea. I think we're going to be seeing much more and more of it over the next few weeks. I'm looking forward to seeing other people's innovations, really, and what other people use this technology to do and other ways of interacting.
Yeah. The other thing that's come out of all of this is very creative people being at home are able to come up with the most incredible bits of material that they're putting out, whether it be little sketches they're doing, little songs, parodies. I mean, there's loads of them, and some of them are just absolutely incredible. But there's one I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
And it's recorded by this guy called Bob E. Kelly. He will credit the person who wrote the song. It's on YouTube. And I just thought this is amongst the best that I've heard this week. Have a listen to this.
Thank you to Chris Franklin for these lyrics. The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the fuck at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the fuck at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the fuck at home. I need the gym, I need the beach, I hear you bitch and moan. You need to grow a brain cell and stay the fuck at home. But I feel fine, I don't feel sick. I'll go out on my own. How thick are you, you selfish prick? Please just stay the fuck at home. From LA through to Berlin, from Wuhan through to Rome, there's people dying every day, so stay the fuck at home. If you need to contact family, use Facebook, Skype, or phone. We've got the fucking internet, so stay the fuck at home. The only way to slow it down is isolate, not roam. Please help the world get back on track and stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home. Don't you be a fucking dick. Please stay the fuck at home.
Brilliant.
Stay the fuck at home.
Isn't that just fantastic?
I love that.
My favourite bit is just at the end when he turns the camera and says, stay the fuck at home. It's absolutely brilliant. And I think that's the best I've heard so far. There's a brilliant parody of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious out there. If you want to search for that on YouTube, that's very funny. But I think that is my favourite so far. It's just got everything about it. The line about the hooker legs, I think, is my favourite. So here's a weird thing about staying at home.
Yeah.
About staying the fuck at home. Because that's what we're being told. That's the ongoing message, right? Stay the fuck at home. Just stay the fuck at home. It's being round home. Why do they keep giving us the weather?
Yeah, it seems like they're almost taunting us, doesn't it?
You have like an hour of the news saying, stay home. I mean, you can go out. I know you can go out and exercise once a day, walk your dog, go and get essentials. But you have all this like, just don't really go out. Go out as little as possible. Just stay the fuck at home. And now the weather. What is the point?
I know.
No point in telling me the weather.
And the weather has been unusually beautiful for this time of the year. It's like, it is like we're being taunted, isn't it, really? But there you go.
Fancy another game?
Definitely.
So here's another game that you can play at home when you're in lockdown. It's called There Was Once a Skunk.
There Was Once a Skunk. Okay, what are the rules?
Well, I kind of know this game as Unfortunately Fortunately. So basically, I'm going to start a story, and I'm going to give you a line that starts about a skunk, and then we have to flip-flop. So when I finish my first sentence, you will always be the fortunate side, and I'm going to be the unfortunate side. So then we just continue the story, but we flip-flop, okay?
Okay.
So whatever I say about the skunk, you then have to say, fortunately, da-da-da-da-da, and then I'm unfortunately. So you're like the... Yeah, you're the positive. You're the glass half full side. I'm the glass half empty side.
That seems to be a bit of a reversal of our natural personalities, but I'll go with it.
What are you saying?
I'm normally the cynical bastard, and you're trying to look on the bright side of things.
That's true. Right, here we go then. Right, I need to think of how to start here. Okay, here we go. There once was a skunk who went for a walk in the woods and found himself confronted by a huge beast.
Fortunately, the beast was dead.
Unfortunately, it wasn't the only one of the beast. It just so happened to be the dead one.
Fortunately, the skunk was faster than the beasts.
Unfortunately, the skunk fell, breaking two of its legs.
Fortunately, it could still hop using its hind legs.
Unfortunately, it tripped on a branch, breaking those hind legs beyond any use whatsoever.
Fortunately, the beasts took such pity on this clumsy idiot that they didn't bother to eat him.
Unfortunately, that was just a ploy to lull the skunk into a forced sense of security.
You've knackered the skunk. I can't do anything left with him now.
Well, it's your job to get him out of it.
He's just lying on the floor, unable to move.
I mean, you'd put this skunk out of his misery in normal life.
Fortunately, the skunk's friend came to the rescue.
Unfortunately,
if he breaks his legs, Drift.
No, he was blind. He couldn't see where the skunk was.
Fortunately, he had superb hearing and was able to find the skunk through the sense of audio. I don't know.
Unfortunately, in the midst of this, the monsters ripped his ears off.
For God's sake. Fortunately, this seemed to satisfy the beast's bloodlust.
Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to satisfy the king of the beasts who just appeared on the scene.
Triff, I've got to ask, how does this game end?
I don't know. I don't really know how it ends.
Fortunately, the king of the beasts was a vegetarian.
Unfortunately, he just decided to go back to eating meat.
Fortunately, the skunk's incredibly potent stink vessels activated and deterred the king of the beasts from coming any closer.
Unfortunately, he was then attacked by a snake.
Fortunately, the snake was lethal and thus ended the skunk. And we're done.
Here's a weird thing I found on the internet this week. Do you remember a few weeks ago, we came across those websites where you can get celebrities to give you messages.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Well, I came across a thing this week that takes that to a whole new level, right? It's a thing, the one I've found is a thing called Fanmeo.
Okay.
Ever heard of it?
I can't say I have, no.
Well, it's really weird, right? So basically on this one site, they don't have too many people, but the big thing they're promoting at the moment is meet John Cleese from Monty Python.
Okay.
So what they do is they offer a one-on-one video chat with John Cleese.
Wow.
A, I'm not quite sure why John Cleese needs to do this. I know he's pays loads of money from all his divorces, but surely he doesn't need to be doing this.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he I think he'd rather not have to do this sort of thing, if he's being honest.
Yeah. Well, look, there's three packages you can go for, right? This is a bronze package, which is only, well, it's $30. So whatever that is in pounds, right? With that, you get an exclusive John Cleese t-shirt. You might be randomly selected by John for a chance to meet him in a personal video meet and greet. Only 5 fans will be selected.
Okay, so do they have to bid or they're just in a sort of draw?
They're just in a draw. I think he will pick. So that's that for $30. The next package is a silver package. That's nearly $200. And what you get there is you're guaranteed to have a personal online one-on-one video meet and greet with John. You get a downloadable HD video recording of your experience in a branded John Cleese digital frame.
Wow.
And then you get tickets to the Untold Stories of John Cleese, which I think is an event that he's going on stage for.
Which presumably is postponed for the foreseeable.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
And then for $300, the gold package, you get your personal online one-to-one, you get the video downloaded, you get an autograph, you get your t-shirt, and then you get to go to the event. And I just thought, wow, like this is the future for, certainly in these times, this is the future for celebs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just sort of doing a one-on-one. But the weird thing is, like, they basically say you can ask the celeb anything. You can ask them absolutely anything. You think, how awkward might that get?
Yeah, that could get awkward fast.
They haven't got too many other celebs on here. They've got Tara Strong, who's apparently the voice of many characters in cartoons, but it doesn't say which.
Okay.
They've got Ashley Green, who is from the famous Cullen vampire family in the Twilight saga.
Okay, right.
And then they've got Tim Curry.
I love Tim Curry.
The only video I've seen, because they've got a little sample clips of how these one-on-one chats go, the only one I've seen is with Tim Curry, and this woman being so, I mean, he must love it, but being so sycophantic. I mean, you made such an influence on my life when I was a kid. I mean, you're everything to me. And I just think, oh, it's so embarrassing. It made my skin crawl. I just wonder whether, you know, in time, this is the sort of thing we could get going. I mean, yeah, how much would we charge for one-on-one with us?
I don't know. I don't think we could charge much, do you?
No, who would want to ask us anything? I mean, what would you ask us? You know, what do you, well, no, you don't do anything interesting at all. We have one last game before we finish up.
Yeah, which one?
You choose. We can either do another round of the skunk game or the alphabet game.
I think let's have another quick blast to the alphabet game.
Okay, all right. Don't want to do the skunk game again?
Not right away. No. Maybe in time.
Okay. Right, let's do the alphabet game. Do you want me to pick a category this time?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do animals.
Animals, okay.
Do you want to start? You can start if you want.
Yep, okay. Anteater.
Okay, a bear.
Cat.
Dog.
Elephant.
F.
Come on, Trev.
F. Fish.
Good one. Giraffe.
H. Humpback whale.
Ooh, I's a tricky one. I. Iguana.
Ooh, iguana, that's a good one.
Thank you.
J. Jaguar.
Oh, K. Killer whale.
Oh, killer whale. Yeah, that's good. Trying to get L. Lima.
Monkey.
N. There must be an animal beginning with N.
There must be quite a few, you'd have thought.
Yeah. I can't think of any off the top of my head. Hang on. A naughty monkey. I can't think of anything beginning with an N.
Well, this must be riveting listening.
A natterjack toad.
What on earth is a natterjack toad?
Oh, I've pulled that one out of the bag, and I.
Wow.
It's a toad.
Okay. Orangutan.
Oh, yeah. Penguin.
Oh.
Q's going to be hard here. Q. Come on, I've got one.
You've got one?
Yeah. Whoa, I'm on fire here, Ben. Actually, I should be thinking ahead because I think I've got X again.
I think you do. Come on, animals beginning with Q.
Come on, Ben, you can do it.
Corn. No.
Think of a little bird. A little bird, Ben. Little bird.
A little bird?
A little game bird. They also, you get their eggs. I'm giving you all the...
Quail!
Get in there!
Get in. Thank you, Trev.
Rhinoceros.
Team spirit. Rhinoceros. You are S. S. Snake.
Tiger.
This is another tricky one.
Yeah, you.
Have you got one up your sleeve? I really can't think of a single thing beginning with you.
Not that I can think of, no.
Oh, I think, do we declare this one a loss if we can't get through the alphabet?
There must be an animal beginning with
I'm
you.
I'm tapping out. I can't.
Unicorn.
I can't do, unicorn doesn't count. No, I'm going
to. I think it's over, Ben.
Declare that one a loss. I'm just going to Google it. Animals beginning with you.
You're going to Google it? Go on, yeah, see what you can find.
These are very strange. Uganda cob, Ugandan shrew. Is that cheating, putting the country's name first?
Well, I think we could have accepted that. I think, I mean, you know, this ain't University Challenge, is it?
No, yeah, that's fine. That's right. I forgot where I was for a minute there. This is just a silly podcast, isn't it?
Well, there we are. That's about it for another Trev and Ben podcast. Thank you very much for downloading and listening. Just before we go, I just want to tell you what I'm going to be watching this week. I'm going to tell you all about it next week.
Okay.
Because I know you'd be fascinated by this. So I've been recommended, again, by old mate Danny, a little documentary, or it's a man who I think does a series of things, documentaries on the historic sites of London, about where people lived and stuff. So the first one I'm going to watch is about Charlie Chaplin.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you all about that next week.
I can't wait.
Well, I can't believe you're not interested. Like, you know, this could be fascinating.
No, you should know by now.
This Charlie Chaplin, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know a lot. I wrote an essay about him when I was at school. I'm a big fan, but I'm going to find out stuff about Charlie Chaplin I didn't know. So that's the documentary I'm going to be watching this week.
Okay.
But also, on the other side of things, can I recommend a show on Netflix called Tiger King?
Okay.
I'm only 3 episodes in, but my God, they are the weirdest bunch of people I've ever come across on any TV show in the world. So I could heartily recommend that to have a watch. I'm going to finish that this week. Have you got anything lined up for your self-isolation to watch?
Not to watch. I've still got a lot of Sick of It, Series 2 with Carl Pilkington. I've got a lot of that to get through.
Nice. A new series of Friday Night Dinner started on Friday. You're going to watch that?
I watched it. I watched episode 1. I thought it was really funny.
Right, excellent. I haven't watched it yet, so that's on my list as well. And also, can I just recommend to anyone that might have little kids, do you remember Matt White, who was on our podcast quite a while ago, who talked about his podcast series called God Only Knows?
Yeah.
Well, he's doing a podcast with his little son, who I think's only about 5. It's called Find Your Carrots. And it's just them having a chat for about 5-6 minutes every day. And it is absolutely brilliant. If you've got small kids, it's a great listen. So I can just heartily recommend that as well. So that's just something that will just fill up 7 or 8 minutes of your day. And it's a great little listen. So there we are. There's a few recommendations for your lockdown.
And as always, get in touch with us if you have anything that you can recommend to us to watch, or anything we can help spread awareness of. That'd be great. And as always, stay the fuck at home.
Yeah. And any games you play that we might be able to play on the podcast, let us know. We're at Trev and Ben on Twitter. And we will catch you again next week. Basically, stay safe, stay well, and take it easy.
Bye.